Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning to you. It's a fabulous day to play a round of golf. There's a tee time at Volcano, 10:40. It's 56 degrees. There's a 9:52. Makalei has a 9:30. Poipu Bay Golf Course, they've got 50% off some of the Titleist clubs. You might want to get over to that pro shop. Get some gift cards for your friends. And there's a 10:40 or an 11:20. And the Right Height group is out today. Again, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Kapolei's got a 11:38. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, a 9:30. Olomana, a 10:38. Makaha East, a 9:15. Wailea, Gold and Emerald Courses, 8:50 if you want to get out and play a round of golf. We've got Alex Maselli, journalist, reporter, golf writer. He is back from the war zone, Turkey. We're going to talk with Alex Maselli about that and a whole bunch of other stuff because he's out and about and he's got the inside scoop on a whole lot of things. But first, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible, including Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event on the PGA Tour of the new year, of course, at Wailea Country Club. It's January 9th through the 15th, SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Check them out.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course. 18 championship holes. Hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. By Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, and Aim Point Certified Golf Channel Lead Coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business. Raynor Doors. And Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing. Because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing.
And they do everything. And the Tournament of Champions on the Plantation Course at Kapalua. It's a winners-only event. It's January 4th through the 8th at Kapalua, where champions come to play. PGATour.com/tournaments is where you'll find out more about the Tournament of Champions at Kapalua, where I used to get together with Alex Maselli every year. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Thanks, Danny.
I wish you were coming over this year. It'd be so cool to see you.
Well, you never know, but right now that's not part of the plan. I was in Turkey. I mean, that's, you know, I got to pick my battle.
Yes, Turkey. I mean, Turkish Airlines Open, Antalya, one of the most glorious places that you can go, a visitor destination par excellence. 1,000 miles from the war zone, and all of these guys are dropping out like flies, including, of course, Rory McIlroy. Very upsetting for the folks who, of course, put on that. Isn't that the largest purse on the European Tour?
Yeah, it ties it, I think, with the other two final series events, the one Nedbank this week, and then next week in Dubai. It was really disappointing because, you know, obviously, unlike the PGA Tour, where supposedly you can't pay appearance fees, and I put that under quotation marks.
Okay.
the European Tour can, and so, you know, Turkey contracted to pay Rory McIlroy a seven-figure sum to appear in Turkey this year, and every promotional piece of material they created over time for this event had Rory McIlroy's face right on it.
Wow. Tiger Woods withdrew soon enough for them to not have him everywhere, or was he still everywhere?
No, he wasn't at all. Ah. Yeah, he was. They had more than enough time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just talking, you know, everything you could think of had Rory's face on it. And, at the airport, materials, everything. And so it was, you know, look, I understand Rory doesn't want to go. But, I mean, you know, you have to factor all that in when you're signing a contract. You have to realize that, you know, things could happen. It's not like it all happened at once. It happened over time. So if you were concerned in August or September when you sat down and decided to sign the contract, nothing really changed between then and the time we ended up going to Turkey.
Except that the State Department told U.S. citizens to get out. The embassy was telling people to get out, and families were being shipped out and don't travel there and what have you, and the security issues. But isn't the war zone like 1,000 miles from where this event was played, Antalya?
Yeah, let me just say this, Danny. If the Syrians were this good at marching through ground, through land,
yes,
that'd be one thing. But on their best day, it would probably take them about 5 years to get to Antalya.
So where was all the angst? Was it they put together charter flights for these guys? They got them flown in straight, and they didn't even stop at airports that were potentially dangerous, right?
Right. It was... You know, look, we had the same problem or issue with the Olympics.
You went there.
The mosquito.
Yeah, that was the mosquito.
And I went there, too, exactly. And who didn't go there? Rory McIlroy.
You know, in an interview I heard on a blog, he was talking about how he really misses being at home, that home is really where he needs to be more. So is all of this traveling just becoming too much for some of these guys? Do they just need to dial back their appearances?
Well, I mean, if it's too much for him, then why is he going to play this one-day event in China with Dustin Johnson?
Yeah, good question. What's he being paid to do that one?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, look, I mean, I don't know. Do you get to wake up in the morning and say, you know, this is too far of a trip for me to go from my home to my office. I just got to take some time off.
Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful life, isn't it? I mean, he worked hard for it, yada yada, and it's a great life. And here we are. Let's go. We're in Mexico, both on the LPGA Tour and the PGA Tour. European Tour, they're working to get the race to Dubai wrapped up, and they're champion for the year. Oh, there's so much golf, and it's all the same. It's all stroke play. What do you think of the Zurich Classic team event concept?
Well, I think it's great, actually. I always wondered when we did the Olympics why we had to go 72-hole stroke play. We should be mixing it up, make it interesting. I mean, what was the most interesting golf you saw this year? And it was the Ryder Cup. And there's no 72-hole stroke play involved. You know, you want to have it where everything seems compelling. And I think when you get team events or, you know, match play type events, it's compelling. And look, they got enough time to make their money in stroke play events. You know, that's always the argument. Oh, well, if we'll never, you know, you won't get the best player. We're not going to get the best, you know, the best person winning. I don't care about that. I mean, you know, that's not always what it's all about. I mean, sport is about having people that aren't the best win, too. So I just think that the tour should do more of that kind of stuff to get people interested. Because quite honestly, if you look at the numbers, people aren't too interested in watching golf on television.
No, and that's what's interesting about the game right now. There's a lot of money that's concentrated on the field. Of course, they're paying them a lot of money, but you don't see any peripheral money. It's not trickling down. Trickle down economics doesn't work in the game of golf. And so if the advertisers start pulling back on television, what does it mean for the game?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think that happens, Danny, because, you know, Tim Fincham, let's just stay with the PGA Tour because it's the 500-pound gorilla. You know, Tim Fincham has done a great job of keeping sponsors interested and involved in golf. Even during the downturn, it wasn't a problem. I mean, obviously, we know the Tournament of Champions does not have a sponsor this year. That's not unusual for that to happen. It's a tough get to get a sponsor there. But still, that being said, they're going to have a tournament this year, and they're going to pay the winner whatever they're going to pay him, $6, $7 million. And, you know, in most cases, if no one, I mean no one, walks through the turnstile at any PGA Tour event, those players will still play for the same amount of money, and they'll still play for the same amount of money on an annual basis. Because the sponsors pay for basically, they pay for the television part of the equation. So it doesn't matter if anybody ever even shows up, and it doesn't really matter if anybody watches on television, because it's all locked in for a 4, 5, 6, or 7 year period. And the sponsors now are signing up for even longer terms in these deals. Some of these deals are 8 and 10 years. I mean, who signs a deal for 8 and 10 years for a golf tournament? But they're doing it.
Well, what do they really get out of this? I mean, is it...
Well,
please.
It's a three-pronged thing. It's a three-pronged thing. Either one, the charitable aspect of it, which is one thing. The second thing is it can be a branding exercise. As an example, Wachovia, who no one knew who Wachovia Bank was, when they sponsored the event in Charlotte, that branding was really important to them. So that's another reason. And the third reason is most big corporations have some kind of event every year, hospitality involved, bringing other people in. And so, but one of the arguments is, well, if you're going to do that, why not do it at, you know, the tournaments? Yeah, why not do it at Sony? How many people does Sony bring in on an annual basis into Honolulu for that event? And they use it as, okay, well, this is, we're going to bring our people in, we're going to showcase our stuff, we're going to do all these things. As part of their annual buy in regards to hospitality and everything else. So they do that. So it's always one of those three things generally. And, you know, branding is only the television side. I mean, generally, you know, and you'll talk to some sponsors that aren't really concerned that their television numbers are 1.5 or 2.0.
I find that fascinating. To me, it's all ego, you know, I mean, being involved with these great players somehow. But the branding part that you bring up makes the most sense to me, that they get their names out there, that web.com, who knew who web.com was before they became the web.com tour sponsor, right? They were nobody, right. Sumitra, I'm knowing more and more about different sponsors, what they do, their business, although I think they don't spend enough time explaining that, who these people are. What do you think of Jay Moynihan, or Monahan, rather, who's taking over for Tim Fincham?
Yeah, a great decision. Jay comes from Boston. When he came down, he was with the Fenway Group. Really smart guy. He was involved in the early parts of the Deutsche Bank Championship up in Boston. Fincham learned about him and learned how well he did things because of the Deutsche Bank Championship. Convinced him to come down, and you know, when he was made deputy commissioner, it was pretty clear that was their goal, is to make him commissioner. Jay's a really smart guy. I think it's going to bring a lot to the table. I was talking to some people at the European Tour, and they're open to working with Jay, and they think Jay may be a bit of breath of fresh air compared to Tim Fincham, who could be very difficult at times to deal with in regards to the fact, again, you're the PGA Tour, you're the 800-pound gorilla, and you really don't like to give in too many times if you don't have to.
So it's an adversarial relationship sometimes more than a cooperative. At least that's the sense I get. But I want to ask you about the World Golf Tour. There was a lot of talk about the Asian Tour and the European Tour joining forces. Did you get a chance to talk about that and where they're going with that?
Yeah, well, the European Tour had acknowledged that what they had proposed, which was really a pretty good deal for the Asian Tour, is not going to happen the way it was outlined. Actually, the Asian Tour players kind of revolted and said, we don't want this. So there's going to be some kind of a relationship, a loose confederation or relationship. It won't be anything near what it was going to be prior to this, when they were going to basically be assumed by the Asian Tour. That being said, the whole idea about a world tour is that everybody has to actually want it and has to actually want to participate in it. And, again, we get back to the PGA Tour, who was seeming to, with their announcements in Korea and some of the other announcements they made most recently, seeming to want to take control by themselves without the need for some kind of world tour.
Yeah.
That being said, I think down the road, at some point, it's probably what's going to happen, but it's not going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen immediately.
It just seems to me that the European Tour and the Asian Tour need to get together if they want to compete for the dollars, and there's got to be some limit to how much money's out there to sponsor these events, to put up this money. At some point, you're going to have a stronger base to go up against the PGA Tour and all of the clout they come with.
Right, and I think really, though, if we do a world tour, it would include the PGA Tour, and then you have to realize, how is that all going to work? You know, if you have the Memorial this week, you can't have the BMW Championship in Europe because you can't have two showcase events competing against each other. So that means that weekend, you're going to have to come up with something that's a much lesser event if Memorial is a showcase event, part of this tour, of this world tour. At the same time, the PGA Tour would have to be willing to kind of have lesser events go up against what would be a showcase event in Asia or South America or in Europe, and they have to be willing to do that. And again, you know, again, with the PGA Tour, are they going to be willing to do that? Are they going to be willing to go ahead and give up what they perceive to be valuable properties in regards to that, to go ahead and let some other property in Europe or Asia become the showcase event that week. And that's part of the question.
It truly boggles the mind that there are millions upon millions of dollars available to sponsor golf events and to create purses at the size they are just for the golfers to show up to play. It's truly amazing. It to me, in our economy, it just blows my mind. Donald Trump is our president-elect. Is he good for golf? We're going to take a break. Alex Maselli, journalist, reporter, he's going to talk with me about what he thinks about Donald Trump. Is he good for the game? We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends.
When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Alex Maselli, reporter, journalist, golf writer, of course. Alex, what do you think about Donald Trump being good for the game of golf now that he's our president-elect?
Well, I think it's always good to have a golfer in the White House. I think Eisenhower did a lot for golf. You know, JFK played. Nixon really didn't play, nor did Carter. But I think it's good. I mean, Obama has been, has been positive for golf. Even though he doesn't like to talk a lot about his game, which I don't really understand, Donald Trump will not be one of those players that or presidents that won't talk a lot about his game. So I think it's going to be a positive. And when I interviewed him back in February, he seemed to indicate that he would certainly play golf. How much he'll play, it'll be interesting to see. But I think he's going to be good for the game.
Yeah, Obama took a lot of heat for playing too much, according to people. But what in your interview with him, I happened to pick that up. And he wants to, because I play golf and that's what we need in the country, we need to bring business back or bring back business. We need to bring a lot of things back. Congress doesn't do anything anymore. There's no relationship to the president. He signs executive orders instead of getting people to work together. I would use golf very much as a business tool if I play very much. So that's, you know, kind of his verbatim, the way you had it written up in your story, too. It's interesting that Donald Trump thinks that golf is something that you need to aspire to. It's not a game for regular people, people who can't afford to pay a lot to play. It's for people who can elevate themselves into the upper income levels. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, first of all, you have to realize where he's speaking from. And this is a guy that lives in New York City and has basically lived in Manhattan his entire life.
Right.
So he's going to be speaking from that viewpoint. If he was the president from Des Moines, Iowa, I think that he would think about, he would be able to speak more that it's more of an everyday type thing, every person type thing. I mean, when take Iowa as an example, you'd be shocked how many nine-hole golf courses are throughout the state where farmers play a lot, some of them without grass greens but with sand greens. So golf is played everywhere at different levels. He's just used to the Manhattan issue. The players, the people would be interested in that kind of socioeconomic climate. And then obviously you look at the golf courses that he owns. I mean, he's not owning any places that are just, you know, run-of-the-mill. He puts millions of dollars into them, both in the United States and overseas. So he's always looking for that upper echelon player. That's what he focuses on. It does not mean that golf is something that isn't across the board from any type of socioeconomic climate. It's just not the climate, and it's not the area that he looks at.
Right. Okay. So he's just speaking to us from his narrow vision of what he sees. A slice of his life is rich. So he's speaking to us from wealth. This is, you know, I'm not worried about the people. It's just interesting. We're needing to grow the game. The PGA of America, new president Paul Levy, was talking about growing the game, youth in the game, getting kids into the game. It just seems like we've got two different, and there are going to be always two different paths that people, or multiple paths that people walk to the course. And I just hope that the focus is on everybody getting there, because we have such a good time when we're on the grass. Just sort of makes us all together.
It's a tough deal, Danielle, because, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, golf, what keeps golf going is probably the upper end, the people that can spend money on buying new golf balls, buying new golf clubs, you know, paying for caddies, usually staying at high-end resorts or belonging to country clubs. I mean, that generally is a large part of what golf is. But that being said, golf is a great sport for anyone that wants to participate, and you can participate and not have to spend a lot of money to do it. I mean, I know that there's a, you know, let's just take Lanai as an example. I go over and play the Challenge in Manili Bay and pay, you know, whatever it's going to be, $250, $300, whatever it is around. But isn't there another course there? A course that, is it the McKenna?
No, there is another course. There's a smaller course, yes.
Right. It's a little nine-hole course, which is a really good golf course, designed a long time ago. In fact, actually, I thought the same people that were doing some of the groundskeeping on that were the same ones that were doing it up at the upper course when it was still around. So, you know, you can play, you can be a golfer on Lanai and pay $300 or pay barely nothing and still enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I think the Cavendish.
That's right, the dish.
Yes.
So I think that's the whole point. I think that people need to be aware of that and know that. And I think we get lost in a lot of this. We get lost in the pomp and circumstances of golf. In reality, it doesn't need to be that way.
No, but what you said is really important to remember, that the game is fueled by the people who can afford to buy the $400 driver, who can pay the $300 to play a round of golf, who can take care of the caddies, who can, and that's what actually keeps the game growing.
Yeah, I mean, if it is growing. The other part of this equation is you have an organization that's very deep into golf, which is the United States Golf Association, and their mission, unlike the PGA of America, as you were talking about Paul Levy, unlike the PGA of America, their mission is not to grow the game of golf, which is, you know, part of the problem. The PGA Tour's mission is not to grow the game of golf. So you take these large organizations that are involved in golf, and their missions are not to grow the game of golf.
I'm confused. Why would they want to not grow the game of golf?
I'm not saying they don't want to, but it's not their mission.
Oh. I mean,
the mission of the PGA Tour is to generate as much purses and as much money for their players as possible.
All right.
The mission for the USGA is to control basically to oversee the rules of the game of golf.
Yes.
But not to grow the game.
Yes. Although the USGA has gotten on board a little bit, but not a lot. Interesting. Hey, yes.
Augusta grows the game more than USGA. They started the Asian Amateur. They started the Latin American Amateur. I don't see the USGA jumping into those things.
No. And they're fighting the idea of a simpler rule system, too. So you're right. The USGA has done nothing to help grow the game. It's always a pleasure talking with you. I just want to end on something. What's it like in Antalya? Was it wonderful being there?
Well, it's my fifth year in a row, so I was pretty familiar with what it was like, and it's very, very nice. You know, you take a country as big as Turkey, and it's a pretty big country, square footage or square miles, and 95% of all the golf courses in the country are on that strip of land in Antalya. So there's a lot of good golf courses. It's like being at a resort. It's like being Palm Springish, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Very nice. People are nice. Food's good. Look, it's a great experience. It's a very nice place to go. And prices are extremely reasonable compared to other places you would go to play golf.
Excellent. Thank you very much. A review from you is always a pleasure. Alex Maselli, I hope to talk to you in the near future. Where are you going next? What are you doing?
I don't know yet, Danny. I'm not sure, but I will let you know when I do know.
Well, I would, you know, if you just hang out and play golf and write on the side, that would make me happy, too. How's your house? Is it almost done?
It's almost done, Daniel. It's one of those things. I was in Alexandria before I called you getting light fixtures. How's that for an answer?
Excellent. Fantastic. I'm glad it's all coming together. The wife will be very happy.
You know how that is. Take care.
You too. Aloha. Alex Maselli, golf writer. Be sure to follow him at Alex Maselli on Twitter. We'll be back with Lauren Thompson, host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel and host of Heart of a Champion on NBC. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
He was probably watching Golf Channel and getting lessons from some really cool people. And Lauren Thompson is host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel. And she's also host of Heart of a Champion on NBC. She also hosted Top 10 on Golf Channel and Golf Now, the travel series. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Danielle. It's been a little while.
I know. And you've got a 2-year-old who'll be 3 in January.
Tell me about it. I know. Where does the time go? Everyone warns you about that when you become a parent, and then it happens, and all of a sudden he's like, you know, tall and running around and so opinionated.
And so opinionated. Gosh, that's...
Oh, yeah.
And you say that he's got a good little golf swing going on.
He does. He's funny. You know, everyone and their mother has probably given me advice on how to raise this amazing junior golfer. And I've always taken a really relaxed approach with that because, I mean, you talk to a lot of people in the industry and they'll tell you, listen, don't force it. Just let him have fun. Let him fall in love with the game on his own. And the the more you shove it down their throats, the more they're probably likely to push themselves away. And he watches golf with me all the time, has his own little set of clubs, and was never too interested in actually going out there and hitting the ball. But we, most evenings, are out in the yard just hitting little random shots, you know, not even from great lies, trying to hit a tree or whatever it is, like, you know, 50 to 100 yards away. And he wants to swing the ball or swing the club. And he doesn't want to just swing his clubs. He wants to use a real golf ball, not the little foam ones or the little tiny mini beach balls that I've been recommended to use with him. And
Wow. And
man, the kid can hit the ball. And I was so excited out of nowhere. And I'm talking like, it was like buried a little bit, basically driver off the deck in the dirt. And I mean, it was like,
wow.
It was the funniest shot I've ever seen. He doesn't want to play with his irons. He just wants to play with his driver.
Well, of course.
Typical, right?
Yes, the driver is king. Of course, it's big, it's powerful, it looks cool. But isn't it funny what happens inside you when you see something that, you know, you're connected to, and then now he's actually showing his own personal interest?
Yes, there's nothing like it. And he'll watch golf with me. I think I've mentioned that moments ago. He has no problem with doing that. But my husband, he's really into commercial real estate. He'll get out there. He'll play like 9 holes with me every now and then. But as far as like a golf buddy who's willing to get out there and really, you know, spend some time on the course with me, I still need that. I've got my friends, of course, who can go out there. But I would love to have my son, you know, in a few years, really enjoy just not just riding along on the golf cart with me. And he'll do that from time to time right now. And you know how long the attention span is of a 2-year-old. So
yes.
It's a little tricky when we go out there, but you know, we just get like the last peak time of the day and we just enjoy ourselves.
Wonderful. Cause just running, that's so good for them when they're that age, just to get their legs
that's what
going.
He's doing.
Yes.
He's not sitting there in the cart. He's running around.
Exactly.
Hopefully behind me. Sometimes he tries to move out up front, but that's the danger zone. As I tell him, he's got to stay behind mommy when she's swinging the club.
Now you spend your mornings doing morning drive. How does
sure
your
do.
Day set up? Do you, what, are you up at 2 in the morning?
It's interesting, and it's definitely not conventional. And I've got to tell anyone who knew me before when I joined Golf Channel Morning Drive back in the college days, I mean, I was not an early bird, not a morning person. And when they first started kind of warming me up to that show, and I was covering some people who were on the show in the past, and then when they brought me on full-time, I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, I literally don't know if this is what I'm made of. It's a 2:30 alarm most days.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I live in the Lake Nona area, so I'm about a 25 to 30-minute drive in the morning to get to Golf Channel. But honestly, you're not live right away. You go in. We've got about an hour of hair and makeup before, which is plenty long, and then we've got a meeting at 4:30. Then you're writing all of your scripts after that and checking out if you've got a lead to any interviews that were done the night before. And you need to know kind of how those set up. You go into an edit room and you watch all those interviews. And then you head into Studio AP and get mic'd up around 6:45. And then we're live at 7 a.m.
Wow. And by that time.
That's the morning.
but by that time, you must be really excited because you've...
You are. And you've had lots and lots of coffee. And, you know, everyone's gotten out their funny stories from the night before or whatever it is. And honestly, that is the best part of working with Morning Drive is the crew. And it's not just the on-air crew. You know, everyone knows that Charlie Reimer's got to be a lot of fun to work with, and Damon Hack's really cool, and Gary's awesome. But it's the other people, too. I mean, there's probably 25 to 30 people who work on that show every single day just as hard as we do just to get everything put together and make us look good ultimately. And I'm thankful for that, but they're cool. I mean, we're all friends. We hang out quite a bit. And that's what makes the world go around there. Cause if you're working with miserable people, there's no way that 2:30 alarm clock sounds as good as it does.
Lauren Thompson is host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel. And Lauren, you know, when it all started, there were two women. There was Holly Saunders and Lauren Thompson. And
I know.
Now there's Bailey Mosier and Kara Robinson and Karen Stubbles and Nicole Castrol and Paige McKenzie and Lisa Cornwell and Sarah Brown and Blair O'Neill.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, that's the smart angle that Golf Channel has taken, because as you are well familiar with, the first season of Morning Drive, it was literally two guys sitting there talking golf for 2 hours. Holly would pop in and do like news updates and kind of tell you what was coming in on the show. And finally, it took a move, and it took an executive producer, Molly Solomon. She came over. She'd produced the Olympics and everything else, and she knew where this needed to go. And we needed to have a stronger voice from females from Golf Channel. And we had that in Golf Central. We had that on the coverage teams. But Morning Drive needed to be all-encompassing, and it really opened up a lot of doors. And I'm not just bringing in golf analysts from the PGA Tour and guys who play on the PGA Tour and play on the PGA Tour champions, but bringing in LPGA Tour members, and all of a sudden, everything made sense. Like, we're covering everything as evenly as we can. It wasn't so heavy on just the men and the top men's platform. It was everything. And that's when the show took a big jump. And all of a sudden, you have voices from players who are friends with the top players that we're talking about that week. And you get so much better perspective. And I think our viewers are smarter, and they know exactly what's going on in the golf world because of it, and that makes all the difference.
Yes, and then you added the fitness aspects to it. Love your Friday fitness. it's great. And just all the things that go on, the health with Dr. Ara Sapaya, with his tips on what you should eat and what you should drink. It's really a cool show. It's Morning Drive. It's on Golf Channel. And of course you can DVR it, which I do, but I'm thrilled because I get up so early now. I'm awake when you're doing your live last hour.
Awesome. Not a lot of people can say that. You can hear everyone on the West Coast being like, what on earth? You know, and they're catching a lot of times the show will re-air.
Yes.
Especially Mondays through Thursdays. What? And, you know, it'll re-air again from 9 to 11, the 7 to 9 show. Sometimes we do go 4 hours straight through. I mean, if there's breaking news or if there's a news conference that we want to cover and we need to be able to react off of that live, then we just stay on. You know, we're there already, so why not?
Lauren Thompson, you amazed me, though, because in addition to this major full-time job as the host on Morning Drive, then, you know, being a mom and having the whole house thing going on, you have another show, and it's such a good show. It's called Heart of a Champion. It's on NBC. And the people that you've interviewed, just the ones that Eric Almirola and Jason Day and Austin Matthews, all these people who are featured in this, tell me about Heart of a Champion and what the genesis of it was.
Well, to really take you kind of inside my perspective of the show, I've got to tell you about the day that they told me I was going to be assuming this role or taking this role for this new show. And it was literally, and this is kind of a serious story, it was the weekend after the shooting in Orlando at Pulse Nightclub, you know, the biggest mass shooting of our history. And that, Danielle, I've got to tell you, was literally just a few minutes away from where we used to live about 9 months before that, before we moved out into a different area, the Lake Nona area in Central Florida. And so that one really hit home on a lot of levels, not only because it was in our own backyard, but, you know, it's one of those things where you're driving to work the next day, and that happened on a Saturday evening, technically the early morning hours of Sunday, and we all woke up to that news, and it was terrible. And, you know, this another cowardly shooting, you know, is unbelievable. Yes. And you go to work on Monday, and you're still driving to work at 3 o'clock in the morning at that time, and you're wondering, honestly, if what you do makes a difference. And you go in, and everyone's very quiet, and we're all still kind of absorbing what happened 10 minutes down the road from Studio AP. And I get called into Molly Solomon's office, our executive producer, right after. And she's like, you know, how's the crew doing today? And I go, you know, it was tough. I'm not going to lie. But I think we realize that Golf Channel sometimes is, I don't know, like a welcome distraction from what's going on in the world and some of the headlines from around the world on certain weekends and certain days. And so I go in there, and she's kind of feeling out how the crew felt this morning. She goes, well, this is going to be a big transition. And, you know, maybe I should have chosen a different day to tell you, but we've got this new job for you. And it's a show. You're still going to do Morning Drive, and you're still going to have your same role at Golf Channel, but it's called Heart of a Champion. It's on NBC. It's part of the More You Know series, which gives a little educational background, but also it's exciting and it's entertaining and it's informative. And I was like, I don't know if I can take on anything else right now. I mean, things are honestly a little bit busy. And, you know, down the road, we do plan on possibly having more children. And I just really don't know. And she's like, trust me, you were made for this. And once we started talking about the interviews that we were going to have and the stories, I realized this is exactly the kind of TV material that we need to have these days. We need to have inspirational stories that aren't just geared to the adults, but this show technically is geared towards ages 10 to 15, I would say. It's something that the whole family can get behind, but it's something that kids growing up now, the next generation. It's sports stars that they follow. It's sports stories that they follow. But it's fun in a current and a modern way that, you know, keeps the attention and keeps them locked in. And that's what we need to know. We need to know, you know, things get better. And it's all about these athletes that they know make millions of dollars, have all these endorsement deals. But they've dealt with big-time challenges on that road. And sometimes kids just don't know what these athletes have gone to get to where they are today. And that's what I love, love, love about the show.
It's Heart of a Champion. And in one of the, you know, NBC written blurbs about it, Heart of a Champion proves that a champion is not only defined by their speed, strength, and agility, but also by their grit, resilience, and
yes.
heart. And, you know, with Eric Almirola and NASCAR, it was so cool watching because I used to work in a tower at a track here in Hawaii, and there I saw the mini mods going by with the.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, it was just such. It
Get
was
out of here. Okay.
That was so cool. You were talking about the legacy of Richard Petty, and Eric mm-hmm. is driving his car number right. His father, grandfather, built a track for him, but they're all immigrants working together to create the
yes.
best world for the family as a family.
Yes.
And it's, such an extended family working together, and therein lies the beauty of his success in saying that, you know, he's when he comes home, that's when he feels the love and the nurturing, and that takes him back out on the road again. It was that story, and of course, Jason Day's story about his caddy. I don't know if anybody knows. Tell us about who his caddy really is. Yes.
Colin Swofford was so integral in Jason Day's life because I think golfers are familiar with Jason Day and the diehard fans of the industry are, but a lot of the people watching this show on NBC don't really know that. They know, oh yeah, world number one golfer, he's really good. Maybe they know that he dealt with vertigo in the past, but they probably think that's the only thing he's dealt with. And Jason Day honestly was on a really dark road before Colin Swofford basically swooped in and decided to refocus Jason Day and saw potential in Jason Day. And Colin Swofford honestly even went on Jason Day's first date with Ellie, which is ridiculous. And of course, they ended up getting married. And Jason was like, I really just want to spend time alone with Ellie, if that's all right with you. And, you know, as time
yes.
would have it, you know, he ends up marrying her. And they have two beautiful children. And I could go on for an hour on Jason and Ellie Day. Ellie Day cracked me up. She just a couple months ago was inviting me out to his event in Ohio, which technically coincided with the Ryder Cup coverage with Golf Channel, so I couldn't go out there and play it. But I told her, I was like, this is really hard for me to turn down, you know, being in our world number one tournament that he does for his own foundation. And just Jason and Ellie are wonderful people to have in our industry, and their story's wonderful. But that's the cool part about Heart of a Champion is that it lets me jump outside of the golf industry a little bit and cover stories of other sports stars. I mean, you mentioned Eric, but also we've got another NASCAR legend that we're talking about this week, and Kevin Harvick, and how he's, you know, reuniting with his biggest mentor and what went into shaping his career that he had. But there are golf stories sprinkled in there. We're also talking about Michelle Wee and, of course, her spine injury that almost completely derailed her career overall. Von Miller, he plays with the Denver Broncos, what it's like when he heads back to Texas. But not even just the sports stars. I mean, there's storylines within the teams. And, I mean, who would know about the Indiana swim and dive team? I mean, a lot of people, unless they're from there, they wouldn't understand that the coach, Hobie Billingsley, has basically turned out 6-time national championship team, but also 111 Olympians. And stories like that that are just cool in the sports world and to kind of open up the world's eyes on things that maybe aren't on the front of their radar with the sports that they typically watch and cover.
I never knew there was a U.S. wheelchair rugby team.
That too. You know, I didn't really either before we went into that segment, started doing the interviews, and you know, you start reading up on these things, and you'll check out an article from back, and you'll be like, well, is this true? Like, are you sure? And then, you know, you go to a research team and kind of get it all together, and you're like, wow, of course we're covering this. I mean, this is something that shows the other avenues that people who have participated in sports all their lives and maybe one day do suffer an injury, and it shows them how they can still stay competitive and open themselves up to team play, even though they may have once at one time felt like sports were kind of out of their agenda altogether.
Yeah.
And it's important to bring that stuff to light.
It's a really cool show. Heart of
thank
a Champion.
You. Thank you, thank
yes.
You, thank you.
Yes, Heart of a Champion. It's on NBC, and it's part of the More You Know programming block. More You Know is it's sort of giving people insight into different, maybe featured on a, tell us about it.
That too, but it's also just part of making something informative and educational and not just, you know, like a high-speed television show that's very entertaining and very zippy. It actually does drop in little nuggets. Like throughout our show, if you watch the lower captioning, it'll fill in just little FYI facts and figures of that industry. And I mean, we were talking about sports stars who have dealt with, you know, maybe their child was in the neonatal intensive care unit when they were growing up. And then we'll drop in facts about how many premature babies are born
yes.
every year and what's been done to, you know, raise those research dollars to improve the conditions for kids who are dealing with just that, and families and parents who are in situations like that that seem so dark at the time, but it shows everyone, you know, how we're moving forward and how we're trying to get the research done that will change this eventually for the next generation and generations down the road.
It's also online. You can find
it just, is, yeah.
Yes, you can Google it, Heart of a Champion, and you'll find it, and you can get the, and there are little blocks where there is a commercial, but it's only 30 seconds, you know, and it's so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
When Jason Day said, one of the little pearls that he I thought was so perfect, and when he was going through his difficulties as a young man, he decided, if you hang out or hang around losers, you'll be a loser. And it's,
mm-hmm.
I mean, kids need to, you know, he got that. And that's what
yeah.
children need to get, you know, you hang around losers.
And it kind of strikes, yeah, it strikes kids, you know, when they're watching it, that, you know, maybe, or this is at least what I hope when I'm watching the show, when I'm, you know, hosting it and involved in setting up some of these things. I'm like, man, I just hope some of the kids watching these shows will kind of reflect on what they're seeing. And maybe it will shape their life for the better. Hopefully they're in great situations themselves and around friends who are positive and bringing them up. And, oh my gosh, heaven forbid, not like bullying other kids around the school. I mean, I think our nation as a whole has done a relatively good job at bringing that topic to light, because Lord knows we need it, but it's just one of those things that I feel like could and hopefully does have a positive impact on everyone who watches the show.
Let's take it back to your little guy. He's gonna be three, right? He's gonna be three in January, and you think he'll be a little Linkster?
I hope so. You know, literally the organization Little Linksters, and I've done a lot with them. Brendan Elliott is part of that, and he's just an excellent figure in junior golf, and they have a peewee golf swing competition every year, and last year I was one of the judges, which was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I mean, you are swamped with videos of kids literally around the world who have, oh my gosh, the most impressive golf swings, and some of them are there's age divisions, 3 to 5 years old and 7 to 9, and so, you know, you get a winner in every category, but he's done a lot with creating junior golf events for kids who are, you know, maybe just mildly interested and they're just kind of getting into the game a little bit, and or kids who are just diehard and like all of a sudden they're 7 and they know they want to be a tour pro and they're out there. But Brendan told me, he's like, well, you know, when you feel Brantley is ready, get him involved. And so they've got some events coming up next year. And last year I thought he was just a little too young for it. I thought his attention span wasn't quite there to actually be involved in some sort of junior golf clinic. But I think we're making some moves, and I'm going to get him involved in it next year, see how he does with it, not force it, but, you know, if he's having fun while he's out there, wonderful.
Jack Nicklaus was asked, when should I get my kid involved in golf? And Jack's answer was, when he stops chasing the frogs in the course.
And, you know, even when they do get involved and they are swinging a club every now and then, they still will probably chase frogs on the course and run into a bunker and kick around sand But they're kids, and oh my gosh, let's let them do that, because they're the next generation that we depend on to still be out there and play the game and keep it going strong.
Yeah, you know, it was,
let them do what they're going to do on the course. As long as they're not interfering with anything, fine.
It was great. We were at one of our, it was kind of like a first tee. It's a junior golf event that we were out on the course, and one of the kids went, a mongoose! There's a mongoose! And it's like... And these aren't three-year-olds. You know, they're all of a sudden, the only thing everybody wanted to do was find that mongoose and see it again and to heck with where the ball was, you know.
Oh, my God.
Everybody, come on.
Let's have the mongoose, or technically we found out that it's mongeese.
Mongeese!
No lie, if it's plural, if it's like a multitude of mongooses or mongeese. But, yeah, we've seen them a lot quite a bit
this
past weekend, and it's been fun.
It was so cute when you guys were doing that bit. You said, what's the right? What is the plural of a mongoose? And I'm thinking, it's mongooses or mongeese. I wanted to, like, you know, call in.
I was just like, I was with Chris DeMarco on that one. Obviously, you saw that part of the show. It's hysterical to me that it took up, like, several solid minutes of our programming just to get across, like, what it would officially be as a plural. But I was with Chris DeMarco, a pack of mongoose. I was thinking,
a
pack of mongoose. Like, that makes it simple. But technically, yes, it is mongoose. I was glad that we were settling the world's problem.
Now, finally, you're going to be a judge for the Pee Wee Golf Swing Competition?
Once again, yeah, with Little Linksters. And now I kind of know what I'm getting into. Last year, I think I was overwhelmed with all the videos that were sent in. And they do kind of do a good job of going through some of them and just kind of sending us, like, the finalists to judge. But, yeah, Lydia Ko was a judge last year. Jordan Spieth was a judge. So they get some really big names involved. I'm just honored to be in that mix.
That's fantastic.
Enough of a pleasure for me.
That's fantastic. And we need to talk more often.
I would love to.
Yeah, good. Because I think it's been two years. So you were just having your baby.
No. It's been that long? Seriously?
I think so. When I was looking at my email between you and I went, wow, it was 2013? It can't possibly have been that long.
Yeah, we can definitely do better than
do
that.
Do better
Danielle.
Than that.
We'll improve on our
mark. This is Lauren Thompson, Golf Channel Morning Drive host and NBC Heart of a Champion host. Do check it out. It's a really cool show. Thanks so much for being on the show with me.
Thanks for having me, Danielle. Always fun.
Aloha. We're going to come back and we're going to talk with a gentleman calling in from Germany. His name is Helge Meyer. He's the head of marketing at Weiss Sporting Goods. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837. Your experts on call. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Are you looking for something special for your golfer this holiday season? You're starting to put that gift list together and you'd like to get all of this stuff taken care of. Decisions at least made, right? That's a really good idea. Golf, for instance, gift cards at Poipu Bay Golf Course. Get them a gift card and they can go into the pro shop where, for instance, today, Titleist clubs, selected ones, are 50% off. Yeah, over at Poipu Bay. So gift cards, really cool idea. Ping is introducing the Answer 50th Anniversary Limited Edition Putter. Each putter's sole is hand ground by the Ping chairman and CEO, John Solheim. What a gift that would be. Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company enhances precise loft system, and each iron is numbered with its exact loft and the traditional iron equivalent on the hosel. How about that? Or how about Weiss? Because they see that golf is really a vice. And we believe that, they say it, vice, by embracing your vice, your game will just get better. So we're going to talk with Helge Meyer, head of marketing, Vice Sporting Goods from Germany. Welcome to the show, Helge.
Hi, good evening from Germany.
Good evening. Yes, indeed it is. We're on the other side of the world. It's really something. It's just 7:55 in the morning in Hawaii right now. It's a beautiful day. How's the weather in Germany? What you're in Frankfurt?
We're in Munich.
Munich.
But weather-wise, I think Germany is just a mess right now. A typical rainy November day.
Ah, yes, yes. Before it gets to be the lovely snow time and the skies are blue and the snow is down the ground, and then it's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful. Do you get a chance to play much snow golf?
Not really, actually. I mean, we don't have that much snow, at least not in the last few years. And I mean, Germany is not such a golf enthusiastic country like the States are.
And yet you were a top amateur golfer. How did you get into the game?
Well, I started off pretty early at the age of five because my parents lived in the UK back then, and it was something pretty normal to play golf. And when we moved to Germany, I realized I was a little better than the rest. So I continued to play, but yeah, in the end, decided against the professional career and decided to stay in touch with golf, but studied and then entered Vice Golf.
Excellent. And I love the name and I love the concept that, you know, golf is a vice, so embrace your vice and get good.
Well, I mean, it's just supposed to be a new approach, right?
Yes, it's fantastic. Now, you, I understand the United States has become one of your number one markets, but you're all over the place.
Yes, we are. We're actually, I mean, to give you a short overview of who we are, what we do, is we started back in 2012 and expanded pretty quickly within Europe, entered the Australian market in 2013. And then, yeah, took the brave decision to go to the U.S. and to conquer the U.S. in 2015. And ever since that, we've been pretty successful, had a good time so far in the U.S.
Now, Vice Golf is really a golf ball company.
It is.
Right?
Yes, we are a golf ball manufacturer. So the core product is the golf ball. And, of course, we want to create a brand and build something around it. So we have expanded our portfolio to caps and gloves and things like that. But the core product and what we're known for is a golf ball.
And where is it produced? Where is it manufactured?
We manufacture down in Taiwan. We do the R&D here in Germany and Munich. Where we work with the aerospace department and the chemical engineers of the technical university. But the production itself is done in Taiwan because these guys just know how to do it well.
That's okay. So this, the construction of this golf ball, four piece cast urethane cover, allows for that extreme soft feel, high level of durability, the 336 dimple design with dual casing for extra distance and lower ball flight. The 336 dimple design.
Yes.
Why?
Because it turned out for us, or it showed the best results in the combination of a very good putting performance. But at the same time, also having good flight characteristics with low dispersion. So this is the reason why we decided for the 336. And I mean, we don't only do the 336. So if you look at the three-piece cast urethane model, which is the Vice Pro, this is, for example, a 318 dimple design. This is simply something that the guys at the technical university really know how to do well, and this is why we chose these dimple designs.
I went to your website, and I went through the process of getting golf ball fitted by Vice Golf.
Yes.
And I think they made. I think I may have indicated that I was a little bit better than I am. because they recommended that I get the Pro Plus. the Vice Golf Pro Plus.
Yes.
And as I, it took me to, you know, the box, nice packaging, very nice. Vice Golf Pro Plus is on the hot list, a Golf Digest hot list rank. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's actually for the second time, the second consecutive time. So it was 2015 and 2016.
Yeah, to get a gold from Golf Digest Hot List, that's huge. Congratulations.
Yeah, we had a good party afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have been out there partying myself all night long. The really cool thing, too, about the website when you go to Vice, am I saying that correct, the website? VicGolf?
Yes.
.com.
VicGolf.com.
Right.
Exactly.
When you go there, you're given the opportunity which country you want to, and then you'll see all, you know, United Kingdom, Spain, Sweden, Ireland, France, Luxembourg. You scroll down, Portugal, Switzerland, United States, Canada, Australia, all these different places. And you click on, you know, United States if you're in the United States or wherever you happen to be while you're listening, because this will be on a podcast too. So you're looking, and then you go and you find out that you've got personalization with no minimum, so you can get a dozen golf balls personalized. But the cool thing about the personalization of Vice Golf, it's not just text, it could be photos, it could be logos, you can do just about anything you want. And is all of this uploadable on your website?
It is, absolutely. And I think this is also one of the things that we are really good at. We almost do 50% of the golf balls that we sell are personalized. So people are really into customizing golf balls, whether it's the company logo, whether it's just the birthday slogan, or it's just a funny picture.
Yeah, I like some of the texts. One is, "I once was lost, but now I'm found." It would be fun to find one of those, you know, that somebody didn't find. In some bush, you know. Hey, this was somebody's cool ball. "Kiss my putt." That's another one. That's
yeah.
And then you can, like, hole in one, 07/08, 2014. You can mark your balls, you know. This is a lot of fun. And the photos, how do you upload the photo on the website and then you guys print them on the balls?
Yes, exactly. I mean, basically, the step is to upload the photo, then you get a print preview, and if you're happy with that, we'll just print it for you and send it to you within a week.
This sure does beat having to go get that pen out to mark your ball with whatever dimple design you want, three marks, five marks.
The Sharpie.
Yeah, the Sharpie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sharpie. Well, not with us. Sharpie's like a Kleenex, you know, I didn't want to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Sharpie. Okay. So this particular golf ball, obviously, since I'm not very good, I don't have the time to practice. So I just have to accept that my game is what it is. And I hope that when you're going to go play golf today, guys, that, you know, that you take that game, that whatever you get when you get to the golf course, and you just play that game. In fact, there's, if you'd like to play, there's an 11:38 at Kapolei. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 10:30. Olomana has a 10:38. Makaha East has a 10:23 and a couple times before that. Wailea has a 9:35 on the gold, a 9:53 on the emerald course. Poipu Bay has the 8:40, 10:40, 11:20. And the Right Height group is going out. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Remember, there's 50% off selected men's and women's in the sale rack, 50% off some Titleist clubs at Poipu Bay Golf Course, and get some gift cards. Now, here's a really cool gift. How long does it take for me to order this from the United States? Is it all easy? Is it shipped here? Is there a lot of, tell us about that. Helge Meyer is head of marketing, Vice Sporting Goods.
Well, yeah, to answer your question, believe it or not, but so far we ship out from Germany, and we do that within 3 to 5 business days to the U.S. So we fly these products over to you and get them to your doorstep.
Wow. That is amazing. I thought you'd have a distribution center in all the different countries, but that makes sense. Just one place taking care of everything, then you have quality control.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we just have the have the control over it. Our logistics center is just a mile away from our office, so we are there two or three times a week to see how things are going, to make sure everything's all right. And that's how we handle things.
Now, a couple of other things that I hadn't gotten to yet about this golf ball that I found very interesting was the S2TG, stick to the green. Tell us about that.
Well, that's a technology that we use in the outer layer of the golf ball, in the urethane cover. So when you hold the ball in your hand, you will feel that it's almost a little sticky, and it really gives you maximum feel, especially in the approach shots, and you will be able to control the balls and the spins, so that it won't spin off the green or not spin at all. But you will be pretty easily control the golf ball, especially hitting nine irons or pitching wedges into the green.
And then you have the keep in line, the KIL, the putting line. That's on all the golf balls.
Yes, again, this is something that should replace the Sharpie.
Yes.
it's a closed black line, and within that line, it's the ball model written in there. So, for example, the Vice Pro Plus, and it just should help you when you're on the putting surface to use that line as an indicator where to hit the ball.
Oh, I've heard that Vice is really coming on strong. A lot of people love the quality of the glove, cap, visors, the guard umbrella, microfiber towels. You want to check out vicegolf.com. These are really cool presents. And, of course, the personalized one, you can put the photo on them. Why the lion on your towels?
This is actually... goes hand in hand with the Vice Pro model. So all the products that we come up with and where we extend our product line kind of should go hand in hand with the existing product. So if you look at the packaging of the Vice Pro, there's a lion on it, and we decided to have that image on the towel too. So you will see on the other towel that we offer, the blue one.
Yes,
you will see the tiger on it, which then corresponds to the Vice Pro Plus.
Gotcha. And who came up with the tiger? And who likes lions, cats? Who likes... who in the...
I think you got to talk to our designer for that.
I love the beanies. The beanie caps. I went, sold out. Oh,
yeah. this is actually the wrong question that you're asking, because we're coming out with new beanies on Tuesday.
Oh!
And we're going to have, instead of the four that we had, we're going to have eight different beanies. And they will be different from the ones that we're offering right now. And will be a bit more colorful, but I think there's at least one of them will be good for anyone on the website.
Excellent. So this is out on Tuesday. Brand new on Tuesday, yes. The beanies. Because, I was like, this one's sold out. I like this one. No, that one's... So now we understand why. You've got a whole new line. We're talking with Helga Meyer, head of marketing, Vice Sporting Goods in Germany. And because they see golf as a vice, and they believe that by embracing your vice, your game will just get better. It's vicegolf.com and really cool packaging. Very nice. I'm looking forward to trying your golf ball. It's, and they come in colors too. If you like the yellow or the red, that's available too. And just go online to vicegolf.com. Helga Meyer, thanks so much for being on the show, for calling in all the way from Germany.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and I hope you get to play some golf.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk some more about Frogger Golf. Do you have your Frogger on yet? Yes. He started his own company back in 2005. Jeremiah Bohannon, CEO of Frogger Golf, will be on with us. It should be shortly. We're just waiting for his call. Let's take a commercial break and thank the people who make this show possible.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month.
Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right.
That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
If you're watching Golf Channel, you may check out some of the events that are going on and just do a tour of the tours. I thought it'd be fun to check. Gary Woodland. Gary Woodland has one of the longest drives on the tour. Awesome guy. He's 17 under. Scott Piercy, 15 under. They're playing in Mayakoba. The OHL Mayakoba, the OHL Classic at Mayakoba. And you remember when Michael Patrick Shields was on the show with us and he was talking about being in Mayakoba? He was at the Fairmont Mayakoba and, I was going into the caverns and being on the tubing underground and it's all lit. It just sounded so exciting. And then he launched into this going to taste the local cuisine. And, yes, it was very, very buggy. So that was a whole lot of fun. So that's good. We're in Mexico. So is the LPGA, but Gary Woodland leads, Scott Piercy second, Pat Perez. I was able to be on the course at the Sony Open in Hawaii. That was so much fun with Pat Perez's group. I was an honorary member and got to go along and be a part of the foursome. You just, of course, you have to stand back. And if you ever get a chance to do that, it's sometimes it's something that you can win. Like Long's Drugs was doing a contest and a friend won it and I was invited to be a part of it. Sometimes you can, you know, pay a little extra and be a part of the foursome. And that is such a cool experience because, you know, you're not right on the tee, but you're just back and you watch the different club selection. For guys, of course, it's different than for me. But Pat Perez, Charles Howell III, we haven't heard these names in such a long time. Webb Simpson, it's so good to see Webb. He talked with a couple of people about his game. He was getting very frustrated and having a hard time. And I learned of this on while I was watching a morning drive. And so you just have to make adjustments. Some people are making adjustments with their game and having like Danny Willett. He's changing his swing. And I, for the life of me, don't understand why after winning the Masters, he's changing his swing. Now he's having a terrible time getting his game together. He's had maybe two top tens after winning the Masters this year. And he's not going to play in the World Cup because his back hurts. So he's hurt his back and it's just really a shame. Maybe because he's got a tender back, maybe because he's noticed that he's putting more strain on his back, he's going to change his game. And that makes a lot of sense. So just watching Webb Simpson coming back up, Emiliano Grillo, great. Jonathan Vegas is up there, Jason Bone, Steve Marino, Ben Crane, they're all playing, and great to see them out there on the course and doing so well. It's this time of year when they really have to work hard to get their positions better on the PGA Tour, when the reshuffle happens and they find out whether they'll be invited, so to speak, or whether they'll qualify to be in some of the events that are coming up. On the LPGA, it's Lorena Ochoa, of course, who is hosting the event, the Aeromexico and Delta in Mexico City, Mexico. And we've got a really cool story. Gabby Lopez, she's now tied for third with Mi Hyung Hoer. She was number two. Sarah Jane Smith is at the top of the leaderboard now, with Maria Uribe is in there as well. So we've just got a really cool, and Charlotta Chikanda, and Chela Choi, Kareen Eicher, and Jody Ewert, Shadoff, and Sue Oh, Austin Ernst is in there, Ying Yan, Angela Stanford, Candy Kung, and I'm working my way down to Michelle Wee. And here's Michelle. The last time we really heard from Michelle talk about the tour and her game and how frustrated she was, she said she was looking forward to coming back to Hawaii, and just resting. And just, and as soon as she, it's like, as soon as in her mind's eye, she was coming home, her game loosened up because she's been in the top 10 a couple of times on the Asia swing. So we're working into the CME, the race for the CME Globe, and Arya Jutanugarn is doing so strong. Lydia Ko has to win this upcoming event to win Player of the Year award. So it's just, it's, and the race for the CME, it's just very tight, and it's exciting to watch the LPGA, the performance of the women on tour. All of this, of course, you can watch on Golf Channel. And with everything going on, we'll get to the PGA Champions Tour after we take this break. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month.
Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right.
That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All right, we're doing a tour of the tours, and the Charles Schwab Cup Championship is happening. This is it, okay? They've been going through the season. It's kind of like the FedEx Cup Championship. This is the Charles Schwab Cup Championship, a three-event series. Paul Goidos, he won the Sony Open in Hawaii 1 year. He is at the top of the leaderboard. We've got Colin Montgomery next. Now, he's one of the guys who, if he wins the cup. Paul Broadhurst is third. Duffy Waldorf is tied for third with Tom Bernice and Bernard Langer. So those four guys, Broadhurst, Waldorf, Bernice, and Langer, being in that tie for third position, but they're five strokes behind Goidos, and it's all underway right now. Goidos shot a 62, Colin Montgomery a 65. Bernard Langer is the guy who's already won this Charles Schwab Cup Championship 2 years running. So can he do it a third year? You know, and he hurt his knee, and will his knee hold up? And this is a hilly golf course. It's absolutely beautiful. If you get a chance to catch it on Golf Channel, all of the courses that are featured, all the courses are always beautiful, aren't they? But, you know, this is really beautiful watching them. But it's a hilly course. And the question is, will Bernard Langer's knee hold up? He did just fine at the Masters the year I was there. 2013, I was at Augusta National and walking. I wanted to walk the course. There was the par 3 tournament on Wednesday, and it was all very fun. It was great seeing all the kids, and all the people were very close, and it was crowded. And I thought, you know, this is a chance to actually walk Augusta National. Actually, just walk the golf course. Just find out what it's really like. Not seeing it on television in two dimensions. Seeing that third dimension. Feeling the golf course. Man, that place is wonderful. It must be hard when they close it for the members. But then again, they've got lots of options. They belong to Augusta National. So that's what's happening on the PGA Tour Champions, and this is exciting. It's on right now to see what's going to happen. And Hawaii's Junior Golf Association, you remember when we were talking about their trip to Japan? The Hawaii State Junior Golf Association 2016 Asia Pacific Junior Cup team went, Claire Choi and Kami Hamada and Miki Manta and Elisa Mai Mateo and Alana Sakuma and Malia Nam. Great kids. I always enjoy talking with them during the Jenny K at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. The boys, Trevor Arashiro, Justin Arcano, Remington Hirano, Zachary Kaneshiro, Sean Katahira, Evan Kawai, Justin Agan, Andrew Otani, AJ Teraoka, and Junho Won. Really, congratulations to all of you and your captains. Matt Rollins, the executive director of HSJGA. Lauren Yama, the director of communications. Katie Fuqua, a PGA at Ko'olina. All of you going to Japan and playing with your heart. Absolutely awesome. Yes, the country of Japan beat the state of Hawaii, but boy, did we put up a grand fight and really and learned a lot, had a great day. This is an event like Ryder Cup with four ball and mixed team and foursome and what have you. So it was, it's just great to see that the kids went there and played a really, really good round of golf or three against a fabulous team, and the host team, really nice people. Thank you so much for having our Hawaii people there. We're going to take our final break before we wrap it up. Frogger Golf, I guess we got our time zones mixed up because it's a shame. Wanted to talk to them about some of the cool, the brushes that they've got and just some of the things that could be great stocking stuffers for your golfer. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. have more fun, and stop buying lunches for your group.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends.
When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
All right, a couple of things I wanted to make sure that I covered this morning. Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event of the PGA Tour of the new year. It's not of the season anymore because we've got the wraparound season, but it's of the new year. Wailea Country Club, it's January 9th to the 15th. SonyOpenInHawaii.com is where you can find out more and you can volunteer. And they need folks, admissions and will call, like bad check. You know, people don't walk in with all of their stuff. You can only bring a certain size bag with you on the course for security reasons. So if you bring something large, you can check it, pick it up. Ticket sales, credential verification, that's admissions and will call. Caddies. They need caddies. You need to have a little experience, of course, but you can caddy for the amateur players during the amateur practice on Sunday, the Sony Dream Cup Pro-Am on Monday, the official Pro-Am on Wednesday, and a Sony private outing on the Monday after the tournament. A previous caddy experience is preferred but not required. So you can get in touch with them at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. They need standard bearers, volunteer pool, pro ID, parking, gallery control, pro transmission, transportation, shot link. All of these things also need it on Maui for the Tournament of Champions. It's, of course, the Tournament of Champions just 2 months away. And that's January 4th through the 8th at the Plantation Course. And there's lots of things that you can do to get involved. Sony Open in Hawaii and Tournament of Champions. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Rainer Doors. Don't you love the commercial he does? Yes. It's everything he wants for his daughter in a guy that's going to date his daughter. The security, long-lasting security and safety for your business is what Rainer Doors can provide. The overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Okay? So if they protect them, they'll protect you. It's Rainer Doors. Claude Brousseau, a master PGA professional. He's a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year. If you'd like to get in touch with him, Claude for Best Golf. And that's Claude, the number four, Best Golf. golf@gmail.com. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam for over 10 years. Outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai South Shore Gem. Got some specials in the pro shop you'll want to check out and pick up a gift card that's 50% off Titleist. That are some selected clubs, including drivers. I think there's some drivers left. Yes, 50% off the selected men's and women's wear in the pro shop as well. And gift cards. Did I say that? Gift cards? Yes, gift cards. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsman can turn your building or your company or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And Creative Plumbing. You know what? Bottom line is they can do anything. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, you know, just a regular old building. A shopping center, very complicated. A store, something smaller. A custom home. Or a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing. Because it's got to be done right. It is Creative Plumbing. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM Honolulu, KGU AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.